You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Ginny Smith and also with me, Chris Smith.
On to our main topic for this week now, which is mass extinction. Humans often get the blame for wiping out species, and indeed our track record isn't very good. But species have been going extinct on a mass scale for millions of years. But why? Well, this week we're learning how scientists can use fossil evidence to wind back the clock and discover what makes things die out and what role humans might be playing in making history repeat itself.
In a minute, we'll learn what caused the mass extinctions that wiped out things like the dinosaurs. But before that, to find out more about the relationship between humans and mass extinction, we turn our eye to one particular example, and that's Australia. Australia used to look very different from the arid deserts that we see there today. It was more like the African savannah, and it was home to a range of huge animals, including giant kangaroos and giant koalas that were up to a third larger than their modern-day counterparts.
But fossils found in caves across Australia show that, around the same time that the first humans arrived, that's 60,000 years ago, these so-called giant megafauna disappeared. Gavin Prideau studies these remains at Flinders University in Adelaide.
A lot of my research is based in caves right across southern Australia. And the reason for that is the preservation of the fossils in caves is exceptional. Caves are like a time capsule, very stable atmospheric conditions, and oftentimes caves open and close. So animals fall in or they're dragged in by predators, and then the caves seal up and then occasionally reopen again, allowing paleontologists to access these deposits. And then we get down essentially like archaeologists and excavate the different layers that contain the bones centimetre by centimetre.
How do you find the caves in the first place?
Well, we're utterly reliant on all the avid cavers out there who love, you know, crawling around in caves and discovering new caves. Well-meaning cavers will bring bones to our attention, kangaroo bones or cow bones or sheep bones or dog bones or whatever. But you know, one times out of 10, it's something really, really interesting. And that's exactly what happened, for example, with our discoveries in the Nullarbor Caves. A group of cavers discovered in 2002, and then we subsequently went out there based on the photographs of the specimens that they took. South Central Australia is dominated by this vast treeless plain, the Nullarbor Plain, which is Latin for no trees. There are thousands of caves. And on this one particular trip, a group of cavers discovered three caves with megafauna fossils in each of them. No one's found anything as good since out there in hundreds of caves that have been discovered, and no one had ever found anything before that. So it was an amazing discovery. And we've spent the last 12 years actually going out on trips out there and amassing a huge collection of remains that we're now wading through and studying to tell the story of how life changed in this area between 200,000 and a million years ago and before people arrive on the scene, because once people are here in Australia, it's very difficult to tease the potential impacts of climate and the potential impact of human activities apart.
There are two phenomena going on then. You've got boom and bust, which happens in any population owing to natural climate change, and superimposed on that is an effect, if any, owing to the arrival of modern humans in Australia.
That's exactly right. And we've done similar studies in the southwest of Western Australia and similar studies at the World Heritage List of Nerricult Caves in southeastern Australia. And what we see is that animal populations wax and wane with the coming and going of the ice ages over the last half a million years or so, but they don't go extinct. When we come to the late Pleistocene, let's say 50 or so thousand years ago, suddenly a whole range of species start to become extinct.
In other words, these are animals, you know they were there because they're in your caves and they can be dated to a point about 50,000 years ago, so you know they were around until then, and then suddenly they're not.
Exactly. As soon as we come to about 40,000 years ago, they're gone.
And that is also the time when we think the first wave of humans got down to Australia.
Exactly. And this is very strongly debated between the folks who believe the megafauna were driven to extinction by climate change. And when people say climate change in this context, they mean increased aridity versus the impacts of people. And there's two ideas there for people. One is that people hunted them to extinction. Another one is that they lit fires and changed the nature of the vegetation that the big herbivores were were actually utilising. That idea is sort of waning somewhat. The evidence is not borne out by the evidence of landscape burning, judging from the charcoal records. Obviously, the charcoal is representative of a bushfire, and we don't see a correlation increasing bushfire at about 50,000 years ago. So that idea is starting to wane. But, of course, one of the problems with the human hunting idea is that we don't have direct evidence. But then you can counter that by saying, well, if we go back and we look at the deeper geological record, the fossil record, and we see the persistence of, you know, several species through time, and then suddenly a new predatory animal arrives on the landscape, and then a lot of those species disappear. The simplest explanation is that the arrival of that new species had something to do with the loss of the others.
Can we use Australia then as a sort of case study of the influence of humans and apply it to other parts of the world?
It's an excellent case study, because the timing of people arriving in Australia, it's probably going to emerge to have been about 60 or so thousand years. And so we've got a good record for the previous few hundred thousand years of how the fauna are responding to climatic change in the absence of people. Then people arrive. We start to pick them up in the archaeological record, which species disappeared first, which ones hung around a little bit longer. And then, of course, Europeans arrive in Australia 200 years ago, and there's another massive spike in extinction. So in my view, there's basically three steps. You've had the initial megafaunal extinctions driven by hunting over probably a protracted period, 10, 20,000 years, by the first people who arrived in Australia, then very low level of extinction, then another increase maybe 6 or 7,000 years ago, and then a massive increase 200 years ago. What we're looking at here is evidence of a mass extinction for the first time, and of course it's becoming a worldwide phenomenon now, driven by a species. Every other extinction through history, the other five mass extinctions going right back to 540 million years ago, were driven by changes in the physical environment. An asteroid or comet hitting the Earth, volcanic activity. This example that we see in Australia is an excellent representative of this human-driven mass extinction that really marks the last 50,000 years on this planet.
And it's still ongoing elsewhere in the world. Not a very good track record for us humans, is it? That was Gavin Prideaux from Flinders University, Adelaide, Australia.